Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State softball with head coach Kehlani Bryan. And Midwestern State is going to be back home this weekend in what should be a really fun weekend of Midwestern State softball. Texas A&M International is here on Friday, and then on Sunday, Texas A&M Kingsville, and that'll be Alumni Day at Midwestern State. And we'll talk about both of those doubleheaders coming up here in just a moment. But I want to talk about your trip to UT Dallas. You picked up a 6-1 win, and a lot of people contributed to that victory for you.
Yeah, it was a good team win. We came out, and, you know, when we pulled into Richardson, it was pouring down rain. So I wasn't really sure if we were going to actually get the game started on time, but they had the field tarped. And, you know, I felt like our team came out with some really good energy. And overall, we hit the ball. I mean, our offense showed up and produced. And, you know, we hit the ball all day long.
Even in game two, you were hitting the ball. It was just a matter of getting that hit with runners in scoring position.
Yeah. And, you know, game one, we went through an inning where there was some light rain. And, you know, we small balled a little bit. And they threw the ball away. And we put pressure on them, which we love to do. But our offense did a great job of executing and just getting timely hits in game one. Game two, probably, you know, again, should have short-gamed early on and moved some runners over. But overall, I felt like our offense did a really good job on the day of just making good, solid contact. We needed that timely hit in game two. But it was a good split for us, and I'm excited about going into the weekend. I feel like it gave us some really good momentum going into this weekend.
And coming into this weekend, you're coming home.
Yeah.
You've got Texas A&M International. They're kind of in a similar situation that you're in. So both of these teams are going to come into this series looking at it, hey, this is a chance for us to get a couple of wins.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to UTD, I felt like Kaylee Bowers threw a great game, game one.
Kaylee's been good all year.
Yes, for sure. She's been very consistent in the circle, and so was excited to get her that win. You know, Izzy Cornell came out and started game two, and then Audrey Sierra came in and shut down their offense, and I think they only scored 3 runs. So, you know, our pitching, they had a really good, they had a good series, and I'm excited about this weekend, you know, for them to come out and attack the zone early. On Friday, I feel like we have a good chance of sweeping. You know, going into tomorrow, I feel like that's our game plan, is to, you know, take game one, carry the momentum into game two. I feel like Texas A&M International is a team that we definitely match up really well with. And so it's just, you know, our offense coming in, producing like we did this last weekend, and carrying that momentum into tomorrow.
Now, we've seen you pitch Kaylee in the first game. We've seen you pitch her in the second game. Do you have a strategy for this weekend?
I think right now, you know, we come out and we throw our game one. You know, we want to throw we want to bring our best stuff game one and our best energy. So, you know, she's going to come out on the mound and, you know, give us everything that she's got. Defensively, we took care of the ball at UT Dallas as well. I think we had one error on the weekend. So, you know, good things happen, you know, when we attack in the pitcher circle, and then, you know, defense takes care of the ball. Offense just comes up and they're tough outs. So I'm excited about this weekend. I think, you know, most excited about Sunday, just being able to get some alumni back on campus. I think right now we're shooting for 15 to 20 alumni. Excited to get them back, you know, be able to recognize them before the first game and the first pitch. And then, you know, just be able to interact with them and talk about some stories of, you know, their successes at Midwestern State.
Why is that important?
You know, it's just, it's who's made this program. And, you know, it starts from, you know, the first 2 to 3 years where, you know, they're coming out and seeing that success. And I think that when you hear from people that have experienced this, and there's a sense of pride, there's a sense of community with Midwestern State. And, you know, I listened to the podcast of the new women's basketball coach, and he just talked about, you know, the morale here, and, you know, the sense of family. And so I think it's important for our student athletes to be able to interact with people that have a sense of pride when they, you know, when they put the uniform on, it means something to them. So just be able to share some stories, share some memories, and, you know, laugh and interact with our alumni and be able to celebrate them, celebrate their successes, you know, whether that was 15 years ago, whether that was 10 years ago. We're just excited to get some familiar faces and get them back on campus.
Have you had a chance to visit with Drew Kaufman at all, the new women's basketball coach?
I have not. So we just met this morning.
I think he's going to be a nice addition here at Midwestern State. Of course, he's coming back. He's an alum.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fun addition to the athletic program.
I think one thing that, you know, I really value is just the alumni that want to come back and coach here. I'm kind of an outsider. I'm not an MSU alum.
That makes two of us.
But, you know, I do have a sense of pride with being at Midwestern State, and, you know, I love the campus, love the community, and again, the conversations you and I have had, you know, I want alumni to come back, and, you know, I want them to be proud of where the program's at. And we're not there yet, but I can promise you in the next couple of years, we're going to be able to put something together that, you know, they're proud to come back, and, you know, our community's going to be proud of.
Now, there's a rumor there's going to be hot dogs at the game on Sunday.
There is. Still looking for a cook, but you know, we're gonna have some hot dogs after game one. I think they're gonna do some chips and bottles of water. So, just trying to get some, you know, student athletes at our game, and then also just kind of reward our fans for coming and supporting. The weather this weekend should be really good.
If it's anything like today, it's gonna be fantastic. Speaking of weather, you were a good Samaritan this week. You let Vernon College use the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, it's a school that's right down the road, and we wanted to be able to offer our field. You know, they got quite a bit of rain, and so they played on our field against Weatherford yesterday. Went into a lightning delay, and then another delay, and then it started hailing on us. So they actually moved to Vernon today to finish their game. So you know, anytime we can help someone out, we're going to.
But it may be somewhat beneficial to have junior college kids play here, right?
Yeah, we have two signed from Vernon and potentially some others from Weatherford. So, you know, it was a good recruiting opportunity. Both teams have, you know, some phenomenal players that we want to be able to recruit from and make an impact in our program.
I know we talked a lot about Alumni Day, which is coming up Sunday, and that'll be a 1 o'clock start. I think it's kind of cool we're playing a 5 o'clock start on Friday, so that second game will be under the lights.
Yeah, that's our first. I think that's our first game that we're really going to be under the lights.
We've had some
games
that got into we needed to turn the lights on, but it wasn't scheduled that way.
Yeah, so it's always fun. It's always fun to play under the lights. It's kind of like a Friday night lights feel tomorrow night, and you know, a lot of people that get off work at 5 o'clock can come to our
games. I think it's very fan friendly.
Yes.
I think I may be the only one in this building who's really excited about playing the Friday night game, but
yes.
I think it's fantastic. And like I say, I think it's a better start time for most of our fans.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited to see, you know, how our kids perform under the lights and, you know, the excitement of that. But I feel like right now, you know, after the weekend, I feel like our team morale is really good. Our energy is good. You know, we're just focusing at the task on hand, which is tomorrow's games, and enjoying the moment and, you know, just being where your feet are.
I know we've talked about some of these young ladies the last couple of podcasts, but they stay hot for you. And one of those is Haley Acosta. Started the season at shortstop. She's become your catcher because of the injury to Madison Stewart. But she just continues to swing the bat well. She's got at least one hit in 9 of her last 10 games, 4 multi-hit games in that span, hitting .406 during that run. So her bat's really come to life here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Haley does a great job at the plate. I think she goes up with the plan. You know, she's always going to work deep in accounts. And, you know, she's one in the dugout that is consistently telling us to hit balls on a line. And, you know, whether we're popping up and we're hitting fly balls, she's one that's consistently telling us to adjust. And I feel like she does a really good job of hitting balls hard on line. I mean, she hit one off the wall at UT Dallas, and I mean, that's big time for her. And so she's done a really good job of stepping up lately at the plate, threw a kid out behind the dish. And so that's huge. I felt like we had a ton of momentum game 2 at UT Dallas. We just didn't, you know, perform at the time that we needed to, but Haley's doing a great job right now.
Yeah, and she has. She's held her own defensively.
Yes.
I mean, Madison's a really good catcher. Absolutely. But there hasn't been that big a drop-off to Haley.
Yeah, and I think that that just shows the type of players we have. Players that are willing to be selfless and step up in that moment. But Stormy Daniel had a great day at the plate, too.
Are you reading my notes?
No, I'm not.
She's been getting regular playing time at shortstop, and she's going to come into this weekend with a three-game hitting streak. And she's hitting .352 over her last nine games.
Nice. Yeah, she's been putting in a lot of work. You know, she was able to find some really good contact this past weekend. So really excited about her right now. You know, we've had a few hitters that have really stepped up lately and started to carry their weight a little bit. So I'm excited about that.
Well, it's always fun to do the podcast with you. And I apologize for being the one who was a little bit late today. But
okay. We're keeping tallies.
I'm going to blame Stephanie Radecki. So
it's okay. It's okay.
Coach, I appreciate it. Looking forward to the weekend. And then you'll be on the road, but then it's back home to wrap up the regular season. The season flies by.
Yes, and we do have Senior Day on May 3rd. That's our last game of the season. So we'll have Senior Day on May 3rd.
We'll visit one more time between now and then. That's Kehlani Bryan, the head coach here at Midwestern State. As the softball season comes down the stretch run and Midwestern State looks to finish up the year on a positive note, we'd love to see you out at Mustangs Park. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang Podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.